Nimtz, so we see from this, she'onoichi harishoin, the first onoichi in the pasuk, marames al hayirida l'toich hagolus, is referring to the Jews going down into exile. Ve'onoichi hasheni, the second onoichi, marames al hu'aliyah mitoich hagolus, is talking about leaving, going up, out of the golus. Ach b'shas hagolus v'hayirida, however, while they're still in exile, while they're still in Yerida, kishemaschil tzmichas keren Yeshua, when the salvation is starting to begin, mibchinas va'onoichi hasheni, from that second onoichi, bechinas ho'aliyah, the going up, bechinas va'onoichi alcho, azai habaldovo roitzel isgabel beyoser. That's when the Yetzahara hits hardest. That's when he tries the strongest to break the person. Kederech shnei anoshim anelchom zeh bozeh, just like two people who are engaged in a fight. Kisheroyeh sheho echot mizgaber kenegdoi, when A sees that B is starting to win, starting to get on top, azai hu mizgaber kenegdoi behizgarus vehizgabrus yoiser, then A puts everything he has into the fight. He starts fighting even harder. Kemuva b'dvarenu, come upon him, as we've mentioned throughout our Sforim many times. V'zeh ikar toikef marirus hagolus. And this is the severe bitterness and difficulty of the exile that we experience. Shel achshav, of now. Machma shehu achshav be'ikves meshicha. Because now we're already starting to hear the footsteps of Mashiach. Rav Nosson Zal said this over 100 years ago, 150 years ago. V'Hashem Yisborach metzapeh b'chol yoyim l'marag l'golenu. And Hashem is anxiously awaiting every day to get us out of this mess. Al kein mizgaber b'yoyser b'chlalu b'prat k'yadua. That's why the Yetzirah is fighting harder now than ever before. In these last 100, 200 years, he's fighting harder than he did previously. B'chlal, against the Jewish people, ubifrat, and against every single one of us, every day. V'zeh marameis besoid Hashem shel haposuk hanal. And this is what's hinted to in this name of Hashem that's found in this posuk. Shemarameis al kol agolios ugeuloson bichlal ubiprat kanal. Whereby we said that the Sforim tell us that this posuk alludes to all. This posuk is the prototype, and this posuk gives us the picture of all the different exiles that the Jewish people would go through and their redemptions, both as a nation and as an individual person. Ki hachelik hasheni hu mitzraimo v'onoichi ad hayud achroine shel v'onoichi. Because we said section B of that pasuk was the word mitzraimo and the first four letters of the word v'onoichi. Ki v'onoichi hasheni hu bechinas hatikva liyeshua, because that second onoichi is already talking about the salvation. Bechinas vonoichi elcho gamola. It says, I am going to get you out of here. I'm going to take you up out of here. So the first I was, I'm going down. The second I was, I'm coming up. Ach tekev kishemaschil betoich hagolos tzmichas keren yeshua, shenimshach vonoichi asheni. However, as soon as that ray of light starts showing itself, that's hinted to in that second onoichi that we spoke about, azaya sitrachra baldovar mizgabrim lahalim gamzois. That's when the sitrachra try even harder to try to destroy that, to try to block that light. Just like, for example, we know that the Jews were in Egypt for hundreds of years. And at one point in time, after they had been there for over 100 years, Hashem, there's a salvation. Moshe Rabbeinu is born. Or even better yet, you know, they're suffering and everything. And Amram decides to separate from his wife Yocheved, and which means the end, which means there's not going to be any salvation. And Miriam, his daughter, says, you're worse than Paroi. What are you doing? Why are you doing this, Rachmana Litzlan? Paroi only said to kill the girls. If people are going to follow your example, there aren't going to be any boys or any girls. Amram hears what she's saying, and he says she's right. And he goes ahead and takes his wife back. He takes Yocheved back. So suddenly there's a ray of light, there's a ray of hope, and she becomes pregnant, even though she's so old at that time. And they're going through a pregnancy, and what happens? The Egyptians are searching, house-to-house search, and they're trying to find wherever a baby is born, wherever somebody's pregnant. They're watching, counting the days to make sure if it's a boy, they're going to murder him. And still that, Yocheved gets away with it. He's born, and he's in the house for 3 months, and then they see they can't stay there any longer, and they decide they have no choice. They have no choice. Put him in the river. Put him in the river means goodbye. They said their goodbyes to him, period. So that here again, the Sitrachra is fighting to kill all the kids and can't Moshe Rabbeinu's parents separate, all of this. And then suddenly there's a ray of light. He's born already. And then the Sitrachra is still fighting. He's in the river. And Basia tries to reach him and she can't. He's too far out. And she puts in that effort. She puts her hand out even though it can't reach. And because she put in her effort, like the person having exploited this, we said before, the person makes the preparation. He has no words to say. He can't talk. But the guy says, so what? I can't talk. I'm going to sit here and I won't talk. I remember Reb Michal Zichron Yevroch is saying that when he was living in Russia at the time, and he was so in such a deep, deep darkness, there were times on Sukkot when it would rain, and the Halacha says if it rains, you're potter. If it rains, you don't have to stay in the Sukkah, you stay out of the Sukkah. He said, potter? Baloney! Put on his raincoat and his big boots and everything, and go out there in the Sukkah, pouring rain, getting drenched, and say, I'm sitting here, and you guys are sitting, you can't leave either. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, if I'm here, you're here too. You ain't, nobody's leaving here. This realization, this tikva in the darkness, in the super darkness, you know, this not giving up hope and doing what I can, whatever I can, going as far as I can. So the Sitrachra tries harder then. The Sitrachra is trying to drag that second part of the pasuk, the second vanoichi, to drag it down into the golus. Besoid golus hashchina, as the Torah tells us that when the Jews are in exile, Hashem himself is in exile. The Jews are in prison. Hashem himself is in prison with us. Shezeo b'chinas she'oisiois ho'emtzoim he'mitzraimo ve'onoich. Rav Nosson Zal says here, that's why that second part of the pasuk has the letters Mitzrayim and me, Hashem says. Mitzrayim and me. Ki golus Mitzrayim she'koilel kol ha'golios roitzel esgaber gamal v'honoichi ha'sheni. Because the Egyptian exile, which is like a prototype for all the exiles, is fighting the Jewish people, and it's fighting Vonoichi. It's trying to fight Hashem also. It's trying to fight that Vonoichi Olcha, that promise that Hashem made to take them out. They're fighting against that. Lahalim hatzmichas keren Yeshua, to hide and cover up the salvation of the Jews. Shenim shach misham, which comes from that third part of the pasuk. And because the Sitrachra is fighting so hard, to the point where they're able to cover up the light completely, to cover, you know, to make it seem as if it's totally dark, there's no hope at all, it would seem as if mamish, there's no hope. Lule Hashem ezrosalonu, were it not for Hashem helping us, that when the Sitrachra spreads out over the Kedusha and tries to stifle it completely, tries to bury it completely, as the Pasuk says, the Rosha looks out to the Tzaddik and he wants to kill him, Azai Daika, the Pasuk says, then, Lo yazvenu biyodai, Hashem will not let it happen. And as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likut Imran, chapter 208, on this pasuk, Tzoyfe Rosho Latzadik, Ayin Shom Mashikosov, take a look at what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. Shasitrachra v'hacholkim roitzim lehispashet lechasei satzadik legamri. The Sitrachra wants to cover up the tzadik completely, like throw a blanket over him and cover him up totally and strangle him, you know, totally take him out completely. to the point where he won't be able to breathe. They'll put him in a bag, in a shopping bag. However, Hashem will not let it happen. And this is the secret of that yud at the end of the word va'anoichi, that second va'anoichi. Remember, anoichi ered imach mitzroima va'anoichi olcha gam oloi. That yud of va'anoichi shehi shaycha lechel kashlishi. That yud is part of section C. That ain't part of section B. That yud is not in the golus. Now, they thought that they smothered the whole anoichi. They put a blanket over Hashem also, and they buried him also in golus. But they didn't see that the little yud ain't in the blanket. That little yud is sticking out. That they can't cover up. Umitztarefes letevois a'alcha gamoloi. And that yud is connected to the nine letters after it. Olcha ololoi. I'm going to get you out of here. Lerames tehintos. Shekishemispashtim gamal va'onoichi asheni. That when the sitrachra is so powerful that they seem to almost have covered up and conquered that second vanoichi, that's talking about our salvation, the Jews' success and everything, it seems like they've almost buried that completely. They've buried any chance of success for us. V'roitzim lahalim hatzmichas keren Yeshua. They want to bury the coming of Moshiach, you know, our hopes for salvation and everything. Hanimshach mishem, which comes from that third section of the pasuk, Kidei sheyishtaku begolus chasrom, so that the Jews will remain permanently in golus. Aval Hashem yisporach lo yazvenu biyodom. Hashem will not let them see that through. Ki yodoi oichezes ba'kev Esav ksiv, because the pasuk says that when Esav and Yaakov Avinu were born, Esav took off. He put on his sneakers and he's running out of Rivka first. He's out the door. He's out of her womb. He almost got out, and Yaakov Avinu tackled him. Yaakov Avinu grabbed his leg. Yodoy oichezes ba'kev Esav. Yaakov Avinu grabbed hold of his leg. Upirish Rashi. Rashi HaKadosh says over there, what does that represent? She'enoy maspik ligmor malchusoy, that Esav does not succeed in finishing, in completing to establish his kingdom. He's out of the womb. He's moving, and his head comes out, and his chest, and his hands, and his legs. He's almost out there capturing the flag, you know, up on top of the mountain. And what happens? Ad shebo Yaakov v'noit lehimena, and Yaakov, at the last moment, Yaakov comes and grabs the success away from Esav. It looked to Esav like Lahavdil, like the guy running with the football, and he's running 10 yards, 20, and he's almost at the finish line, and suddenly the other guy comes flying out of nowhere and grabs his feet and tackles him right before the finish line. He almost made the goal, but never got to it. Ki hayud shel Yaakov, because the word, the letter yud of the word Yaakov, shubachinas hayud achroina shel vanoichi asheni anal, that corresponds to that final yud of the word vanoichi in the second half of the pasuk. Kisharoitzim lezgaber lespashid gamoleach hashom, when the sitrachra wants to swallow up that yud also, the whole vanoichi, azai zois hayud mezgaberes, it says v'yodoi by Yaakov Avinu. The word yodoi, yud dalad yud, is the letter yud. That yud stands up and says, ha ha ha, you didn't catch me. You're not going to conquer me. Umitztarefes latevis olcha gamoloi, that yud of anoichi attaches itself to the nine letters after it. Elcha gamoloi, shaydezeh nishapech hakoil la'aliyah gedoyla. And that reverses the whole story. Suddenly, all three sections, the going down to Egypt and the time we served in Egypt and the coming out, is all part of one major success story for the Jewish people. V'hovein hadovor heitev. Rav Nosnel says, understand this very well, because he gave us an incredible, important lesson about what Klal Yisrael is going through, and what each and every one of us is going through.